Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James.
This is the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, and you are listening to
My Darkest Hour with Stefan Brigati on MyParanormal.com.
Welcome to another edition of My Darkest Hour. I do appreciate you joining me. It's a very special show. This show is kind of a memorial, and I say that in a way that we all can talk about this person and really get together and reminisce and share about the love and the passion this person had in our field, the things that this person did for us, bringing us, a lot of us together. And for those of you tuning in, and I can tell there's a lot of you already in there talking and at the chat room and stuff, and thank you so much. We're talking about Mr. Douglas Carnahan, or people in the media world know him as Douglas M. Carnahan. And for those of you who have been listening to my show for the years that I have been doing the show, know that Douglas has been on my show years and years and years, going all the way back to 2010, maybe even beyond that. I always do the updates of the Virginia City Paracon, or the Yuma Paracon, or whatever it is. Douglas is staple in bringing us all together and doing these Paracons, you know, and I always felt close connection with Doug, so we worked closely together so many years. And I'll be honest with you, this is probably the toughest show I've had to do live. Because of that, you know, Doug was really close to me. We did a lot together. The people that I know in the paranormal field that I've been fortunate to be with the past 15 years or so, who I started on a level with and watched them grow into pioneers, really means a lot. And he kind of brought it all together. So I wanted to be able to talk about that, you know, how, unexpected it is, you know. We all know that tomorrow is never promised to us. So we live for the moment, and in a lot of ways, I felt Doug brought that out in a lot of us, you know. I was doing so many of his events that I used to do multiple events all year long, and then I scaled it down and decided that I would only do Doug's events, because the way he treated all of us like family, the way you know, the subjects that we all talked about, it became more than just your average Paracon. It was our family reunions. We all still talk quite a bit about the times that we go up these events, and then we get in the habit of talking to each other before we go up these events so we can plan things and adventures. And I always bring everybody who does the Paracons on my radio shows so everyone can get a little preview about the Paracons. But overall, Doug was a mentor to a lot of people. He had his paranormal team, NPI, for a long time. Had a lot of them on the show over the years. I met Doug at the Southern California Paracon. I think it was like 2009 or 2010, one of the first ones. And even with that, you know, I met Doug the same day I met Christopher St. Booth, who's a good friend of mine. Mark Nelson, who's on my paranormal team. Michael and Marty Perry, Don Staggs. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And all these people have become close to me and become good friends, and I value them. And then Doug's introduced me to other people as well. Obviously, Jay Marie Yates, who are on the show all the time, and I'm always talking about them because they do so many great things. And Doug saw these great things in people bring us all together at these Paracons. So what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to open it up to a forum for those who have already told me they're going to call in and talk. I do appreciate about a lot of people from back east that heard the news were calling me that night. They heard about Doug's passing, and I do appreciate that. I know there are things left on the table that we were planning on doing, and want to reassure that we're still going to be looking at all that, and we're going to try to keep things going as much as possible in Doug's name, because, you know, this became a part of our lives, and we just can't stop doing that. Doug will always be a part of our lives. So I'm going to go ahead and open the phones up here and see who we have on the line. All right, so there's a 949 area code. I just clicked on you. You want to tell us your name? 949 area? Maybe not. Could be someone just listening in. Who's that? Are you calling in to talk about Doug, or are you just calling in to listen to the show? Hello? All right. So let's try another one. This is a 209 number.
Hey, Stefan, it's Maria.
Hey, Maria, how are you?
I am so good, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing a live show in memory of Doug.
Good thing to do. I mean, I can't say enough about Doug. I'm still in shock. I'm absolutely in shock. You know, I knew Doug since, you know, 2007. We investigated the Moss Beach Distillery together. I was part of NPI for a few years, and of course, you know, I've done a lot of guest appearances at some of his Paracons, which is how you and I met.
Yeah, exactly.
So, actually, you know what? I think you and I met before that. I think we met for a Paracon back in 2008 for Ghost Rush.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. It was American Paranormal.
Yeah, that's right.
Even before Doug. Right. Yeah, that's how we met. That was a long, long, long time ago.
That's crazy how time flies like that. I mean, it's just so many memories and so many things that have happened. And it seems like it's a short period of time, but we're just constantly doing this all the time. That time just flies,
right?
Because it's something that we all love to do.
Right, exactly. And Doug was a big part of that for me, you know. I'm really going to miss his sense of humor, I think, more than anything else, because, as you know, every time I would get up to speak at one of the paracons, the way he would introduce me was, well, here's psychic medium Maria Laganosalis, and she's 100% Italian, and she likes to drop the F-bomb, and she loves to hear herself talk. So without further ado.
Yeah,
you know,
that's cool, though.
I'm going to miss it.
You got to keep it real.
Yeah, for sure. You know, but Doug, he always saw the best in everybody. You know, I mean, and he was a big believer, I mean, in the paranormal. I mean, he had his own struggles with the paranormal, as you know, but he really had faith in people, and he really wanted to help people. And, you know, he had, like, the biggest heart, and I think that's the thing that I'm going to miss the most.
Absolutely. And his passion about things was really bringing the best of what he could bring to the table for all these paracons, you know, because after a while we got to know each other, he would call me and say, hey, what do you think about this person? What do you think? I'm like, oh, yeah, that person's great. I did this and this and with them. I'm like, oh, cool. And then he would try to bring him in. And then he would introduce me to new people, which just like we're all like the greatest people. I can't.
Yeah, my paranormal
not
family.
Up there and being part of that again.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, wow.
Yeah, he had this gift for finding people and bringing people together. I mean, my parafamily has grown exponentially. I mean, from Marie and Jay Yates, you know, I love them, you know, to you and your amazing wife, to Henry.
Oh, thank you.
To Patty Negri, you know, Don Staggs, there's so many talented people out there who have the love that we love, and he brought us all together as a family.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what it was. We all talked about it was our para family. We all,
mm-hmm.
instead of going on vacation, we'd all just meet up at Virginia City or wherever we're doing it. This, you know,
right.
Go. I can't imagine not going to Virginia City. I can't imagine going to Virginia City and not being with Doug. It's like, what? Doesn't even make sense. Doesn't compete yet. I'm still in shock.
You know,
it's
really true. I mean, I was talking to Vince Malfitano, who owns the Bonanza, the other day in the Delta. He owns the Delta, you know, too. And we were talking,
yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know, I can't imagine walking into the Delta and not having Doug there. I can't imagine going to, you know, the Washoe and not having Doug there. It just, it'll never be the same for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly that, you know. I've done that paracon so many years, and I've always ended mm-hmm. up, you know, being a bigger part of it by starting hosting and start doing stuff like that and helping out. And then it got to the point where he'd want me to go check on locations and here's the keys and make sure it's all good. And he knew I loved doing that because once I kicked everybody out, I got that whole place to myself for me and my wife to go over and investigate. Cause even at the last one, you know, he was tired and wanted to go, relax a little bit. So it was all good. So he gave me the keys to the Washoe Club. And he's like, yeah, make sure when everyone's done, just go check, you know, checking the keys back to the guy. And I'm like, all right, perfect, you know, whatever. And then after everybody's gone, I'm sitting there, I'm about to lock the door. I'm like, wait a second. I have the Washoe Club all to myself right now. Nobody's here. I better go double check and make sure no one's in here. So we did a streaming walkthrough of the Washoe Club. And I went and did it all. Came back down. And my wife thought there might be somebody up there because she thought she saw somebody up there. She took the camera and went and did her own walkthrough, which was just an amazing thing because you're hearing stuff and you're seeing flashing lights and just random stuff happening. But Doug was about that. You know, he always wanted you to have that awesome experience investigating.
Yeah, he did that with me over at the Hotel Leger. I was in charge of, you know, going down into the wine cellar in the Smuggler's Cave, you know, where they have the gel cell and all of that. And he just said, they just gave me the keys to the Leger, and they said, when you're done, you know, with all of the tours and stuff, just make sure you lock up everything and leave. And this was like at 2 in the morning when everybody was gone?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think the only ones left at the table were me and Henry. You had already gone back to the hotel because you guys were going to investigate. I think it was it the jail cell in Jackson?
Yeah.
You guys
yeah,
were going to head down to Jackson to the jail cell?
Yeah.
Yeah, the courthouse, that's it. And so, you know, I was there and I had to go back into the cellar where the smugglers, you know, the smugglers cave was. And it was really cool because I was like, okay, I'm by myself. And now I'm hearing these voices and I'm seeing, you know, lights flickering on and off. And it's like, okay, now I get it, you know, but it was nice to just be like, here's the key. Here's the key and you lock up. And, you know, it was like Doug knew certain places held certain like special meanings for us. And those were the places that he gave us the key to and allowed us to find our own way, to connect in our own way. And, you know, that was Doug. That was Doug in a nutshell.
Yeah, and I love that about him. He just knew that this is a great opportunity for somebody, so let them have that fun. So that was a huge
thing. Absolutely.
There's more people coming in. I'm going to bring somebody else on, but you want me to leave you on as part of the roundtable so you can communicate with everybody? That's what I was kind of going for.
Please.
I wanted to have like an open forum so everyone's like, oh, I remember that time or whatever. So, okay,
yeah,
for those
please,
of you listening
please.
Out there, listening to My Darkest Hour Radio, tonight is our special presentation for the memories of our good friend Douglas M. Carnahan, or Doug Carnahan. We're having people call in and tell us some of their greatest stories. So we're going to bring somebody else in right now. I'm going to bring in it's a 623 number. Let's see who that is.
Hello. What's up, Stefan? This is Jan Marie Yates.
Hey, guys.
DJ.
How are you? I got Maria Lagana Salles on the phone.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Jay.
Hi,
Marie. Good. How are you guys? Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
As good as can be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. I'm trying to do all the show, and I've been planning all this stuff all day, and it's just like so hard to get through a lot of the stuff because it's just kind of it hits you, and then it pushes you back for a minute. It kind of stuns you. I'm like, how am I going to do this? But thank you guys for being here. You're making it so much easier to be able to express ourselves, you know, and not just, you know, keep it inside. We're sharing these great moments. We're just talking about Doug and the Paracons and how his passion for it and what how he would bring us all together.
Yeah, Doug was always good for that. Doug definitely brought a huge family together that hopefully continues to stay together after him passing.
I totally agree. I think we're going to continue doing that as much as we can. There's no reason why we can't. We already have the momentum going, and if we all just kind of team up and work on it, we can do it. Because I met like all of my closest para friends through Doug. I know a lot of people in the field, but these are like people that are dear to my heart, including you guys. I met you guys at the Yuma Paracon back in the day.
Yeah, I think that's the first time. Yeah, I think that was when we first met. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we were just talking about that earlier today. It's like, you know, like Doug, when you first meet him and you like go, like he was the first person to give us a shot, like at a paranormal conference. Marie and I, we were just running around doing like Comic Cons and like pop culture cons and sci-fi cons, but no one would ever, you know, give us our break like in a Paracon, and we were killing it elsewhere, you know, and it was like, you know, it was fun, but we were like, we really want to be surrounded by like more para people. And little did I know that I was going to get more than just people. I was going to get like a family. I mean, the first time, like, I mean, we had known Doug for a while, and then we finally, you know, met him, and it was like immediately, like I remember doing our first presentation with him during the Paracon, and Doug kind of pulled us off to the side, and he's like, your story, you know what you are, right? And he's like, you guys are haunted survivors, you know, just similar to me, you know, and we kind of like grew from that, you know, and it was just like, it was like a family that it was there the whole time that I never knew was there. And, you know, we just, we met so many amazing people along the way. And I mean, we continue to meet even new people after him passing that we were unaware of that, you know, maybe slipped through the cracks or, you know, couldn't make it out to the Paracons and stuff that have reached out to us. And, you know, it's really awesome to see, like, you know, Doug has left behind, like, you know, this paranormal legacy, you know. I mean, he's a real paranormal badass, you know, and it's just that I'm just really honored to have, you know, been his friend and, you know, him be part of my family. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's unfortunate. It was just so quick, you know.
Yeah, He was totally surprised. I know we knew he was having some issues, but just to come up like that and just be that fast, it's like, wow. And that just reminds us, you know, that could happen to any of us at any given time. So you guys mean a lot to me. So I hope you guys are well.
No, likewise. I mean, seriously, both you guys. I mean, we love you guys, and, you know, we thank you for your friendship, and we just want to continue that. You know, I know Doug would have wanted that, and, you know, it's hard saying goodbye to a friend, but, I mean, Doug was much more to us than that. I mean, you know, him coming into our own home and meeting our own family, which is always a risk with friends, right? And then him just not caring. Dealing with my autistic son that has the weirdest sense of humor ever. And, you know, him just sitting there. I remember I was talking about it earlier, like, you know, riding down the road with Doug and my autistic son's in the back seat with Doug. And he's talking about, like, all this inappropriate stuff like he normally would going on. And Doug literally, I look back and is having a full-blown conversation with him about this. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, Doug. And he's like, I'm having the time of my life, you know. And then Doug with his huge laugh, that ha, 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 you know, just laughing and his little hoots that he would do all the time, you know. And that was, like, one of the, you know, huge defining moments where I was like, wow, like, you know, I think Marie could attest to that. Just Doug was like that person to where you didn't have to be anybody else but yourself. And he accepted you as that. And I know with Marie and I, you know, making the rounds on television and doing all these different, you know, conferences and stuff, it's like, you know, like, Doug never was about any of that. There was never, you know, oftentimes people, like, wondered if we were, like, in competition. And then other people wondered if we were working together on stuff. And it was like, no, we just love the field and we love what we're doing. And, you know, and we never looked at that. Doug never did. I mean, I even recall a time during a paranormal conference to where his speaking spot somehow got, you know, taken or got skipped over by mistake. And I was like, Doug, dude, you're going to come up with us and you're going to talk with us. And he's just like, oh, no, I don't want to, like, mess up. I'm like, no, dude, like, come on, you know, like, you gave me my first shot. Dude, we're talking about this. But that, I was like, Doug, he never tried to, like, you know, like, no matter all the stuff he did and, you know, who he was, he never, like, gloated about it or, you know, made it a big deal. He was just Doug, man, you know. He was just a kind, gentle man, like a gentle giant, you know. He's just a great dude, man. I'm going to forever miss him, dude. I swear to God, it's the hardest thing I've been through in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And everything you said is absolutely right on. I mean, he didn't just open up the doors for a lot of people. He opened up his heart. He became part of who we are in a lot of sense, like family. It's not – I didn't just lose a friend. I lost a close family member. And that's what I'm trying to just tell people. They're like, oh, that sucks. I'm like, no, it totally sucks, but you don't understand. It's really super
tough. It's bigger
than – Yeah. It's crazy stuff. I just think about things that I've experienced and done with him and in just my normal life. I mean, he was at Preston Castle when I went up there to speak at one of his Preston Castle Paracons. And that was the day I proposed to my wife right on the steps of Preston Castle. He was there. A lot of people, friends of ours that are still in the paranormal, were there when that went down. So that's like a huge thing.
Awesome.
I'll always have that with me, you know. And that just happened just a few days from now, the 27th. I mean, that's when that happened. So it's like a big full circle thing. It's crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
It's funny because I told Doug one time and I was joking around with him. I said he was like a home for wayward parachildren. You know, all of us who were trying to find our way in the paranormal and, you know, other people looking at us strange, you know, Doug just kind of opened up his arms and welcomed us into this amazing parafamily. Where we realized that we weren't alone and we had friends and we had family. And, you know, I used to joke with Doug about that, but it really is true. It really is. I found a home in Doug. I found a family in Doug and you and Marie and, you know, all of the para family that I've met over the years. It's just, you know, my life has been enriched by this.
No, we completely agree with that. I mean, it's, it was a huge blessing having him, and just the amazing things he did. I mean, like the platform he provided with his paranormal conventions. I was talking with Marie earlier. Like there was a guy and a gal that always went out to his paranormal conferences, and we would talk with them, and others that he would invite out would talk to them, and eventually they started their own paranormal team. Well, it was only like husband and wife. Well, then, you know, this time around this last year for this recent Paracon, they were searching for like members. And then I had all these people coming up to me saying that they wanted to be in a para team. And I'm like, you know, just matching these people up. It's like, it was a perfect opportunity for people that were trying to, like you say, find their way and find other people and then connecting them. I mean, like literally before my eyes, I was seeing a paranormal team being formed. It was like, it was pretty cool. You know, it's like, wow, Doug put this together. Like Doug did this. And I don't know. I think it was way bigger. It's way bigger than just a paranormal conference just that he did. It's just a love and respect for people that he put into it. It's just, it showed for everybody.
I agree with that 100%. I really do.
It's true. Mike
Pappy
Roland
had the biggest part.
What?
So Pappy had the biggest part ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
He really did. He really did.
And he would get mad at me if I tried to call him Dougie, because I used to call him Dougie. And then my dad died in December of last year. And he goes, well, I'm your Pappy now. I'm taking over the role. And it was Pappy ever since. And I would slip and call him Dougie or something. He's like, it's Pappy to you.
Oh, yeah, so rad.
I love that.
Tony and I used to
call him Dougie Fresh.
That's hilarious.
He was our Dougie Fresh, and we would watch what is the Hangover, at that scene where he played the piano and singing Doug, Dougie, Dougie, Doug, Doug. We're gonna give you a best friend hug. I used to always sing that to Doug, and he'd go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is great stories, and that's what we come across time and time again. In the past, I've talked to so many people who talk about exactly that, people coming together, meeting each other. I've met so many people, and like I was saying, my Rolodex has gotten really big. For those you youngsters out there who don't know Rolodex, you actually write our contacts down on a little card and keep it on our desk.
And it would flip around in a circle when you turned a wheel. That's why they call it a Rolodex.
Right.
but I just heard about that from my parents, but I don't really know for sure.
What?
I'm just joking. I'm old. I know it. I admit it.
No, but exactly.
It's nice getting old, ain't it?
Yes.
I tell you what, my body's hurting.
Oh, man. Sister, last Paracon we were at together.
You're
like, yeah, I'm hurting. I'm like, hey, I have crutches. You want one?
I know.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh,
so I'd be
that was
like, you have crutches? I'm like, yes, I'm old and sore.
Wasn't that Jay's birthday weekend?
Yeah,
yes,
it was. Birthday weekend, yeah.
Jay's birthday weekend.
I remember the entire night. I wish
yeah,
I remember
that, no.
I have video to remind me of it.
The last thing I remember was drinking Bloody Marys with Stefan at the bar at the Delta Saloon.
Oh,
no, the Bonanza.
Yeah. The Bonanza.
I don't remember much after that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. And I don't really drink a lot.
I think I'm the only one that did drink that weekend.
Yeah,
I was supposed to go back to the hotel room with a bottle of wine for me and Marie, but I don't think I ever made it that far.
Yeah, that was a good weekend. That was when John Zaffis got handed
weekend.
Him the cake. That's when Zaffis handed you that birthday cake. That was cool.
That was a really cool moment. I mean, like, seriously, you know me. Yeah, anyone that knows Marie and I know that, like, Ed and Lorraine Warren, you know, for us and for me specifically, like, growing up was a huge deal. But, you know, like, and then to have, like, you know, family there up, you know, it was pretty cool.
That was
cool.
Pappy's idea, having John bring that up to you.
Well, he knew. But, you know, and saying that now, like, you know, you have, like, modern-day paranormal, you know, legends like, you know, Doug. You know, God, I don't even know where I would be at now. I have so much to thank him for, you know. It's like, provide this great opportunities, which then led to other opportunities and much larger audiences, you know, to spread more awareness about the paranormal and educate people, you know, and that's what Marie and I are all about. So it's like,
Well, if it wasn't for Pappy, we wouldn't have our own Paracon. I mean, in Boulder City. I mean, it was because of him and watching him do so successful in Paracons.
Yeah.
Jay and I started, you know, and it was
Yeah,
really...
we got, like, all this crazy, you know, like, feedback, like, from our first year with our Paracon. And,
but,
you know, be, like, honest with you, like, the only way it was so successful is because we sat back for many, many years and watched perfect cons go by with Doug, and it was like we wanted to duplicate that in any way possible and bring in like a family vibe, you know, to our event. And I'm glad that we were able to capture that, and I hope that we can continue to, you know, do that and hopefully carry on that torch and bringing, you know, the paranormal people together. You know, I'm not so much of a unity guy, but I mean, I'm definitely a parafamily guy, and I think that's incredibly important to have, you know, a family backing you. You know, Doug was one of those guys where if I was stuck on a case or, you know, I had questions, you know, I could reach out to him, and Doug was never afraid to say he didn't know and give me another number to call, you know. And it's like that kind of humbleness and just it's just amazing. You just don't see that with people, you know, like Doug that have also made the rounds on the TV shows and developed a bit of a name for himself. He was never afraid to, you know, pass that on to someone else that might have, you know, some additional, or maybe he felt is better information. And I mean, I love him for that. You know, you don't have that many people out there doing that these days.
I will honestly say, since we've been, I mean, with all this going on and everything, we've been assisting his daughter, 15, with all the arrangements and stuff like that, and trying to be there for her. All the people that have reached out that we honestly didn't know, but how many people he was mentoring, like,
I mean,
it was just,
like, hundreds of people.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's like, I don't know how
he had time to sleep.
Yeah, I'm like, we're just like, how does he have time to sleep? He's got all these people that he's mentoring, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, but that's who Doug was. Doug always wanted to keep, you know, if people wanted to learn, he wanted to give them the knowledge, and he had it. So, I mean, it's just, it's amazing all the people that's reached out. I mean, especially to his daughter, Christine. I mean, she's having a really hard time. Those two, the paranormal was their sort of together thing.
Yeah.
So, and Virginia City and all that. So it's really hard for her. So I'm hoping everybody keeps their prayers going out to her and everything.
Absolutely. And if she needs anything, let us know. Because I'm down to go wherever, whenever to help.
You know, Stefan, we should mention that Christine does have a GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
So if anybody is interested in helping out or contributing, Christine does have a GoFundMe page on Facebook. So if you have anything to give or if you can help in any way, it would be greatly appreciated.
I'm going to put that in the links right now as well. I'm going to bring somebody else, a 949 number in. Can you guys stay and hang out with us for a little while?
Absolutely.
Sure. We're doing a roundtable, so you're probably going to be talking to everybody tonight. So go ahead and do that. Hello out there. This is a 949 number we're reaching out to. Who's that?
Hello?
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 Hi, who's this?
This is Don Staggs.
Don
Staggs,
legend. How are you,
Hi,
my
Stefan.
Friend?
Hi, Stefan. Hi, Jay. Hi, Marie. Hi, Maria.
Hi,
Hello.
Don. Hey, Don.
Yeah, I'm going to try getting through this without blubbering too much.
It's all right. I've been doing it for an hour before I got on the show, so
I've been doing it for at least 2 days. Marie
yeah.
knows.
Yeah.
I've probably been doing it for almost whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. With Doug, a lot of guys would know, they'd see me show up on the list as a guest. And I kind of had the golden ticket. Doug would tell me any Paracon he did, I could come to it. And I go, well, you know, I could, you know, whatever, Doug. He goes, no, I'll put you down as a guest. And then if somebody don't show up, you can be a speaker or you can lead investigations. I go, look, Doug, I'm here for you, man. I go, whatever you need me to do. And after doing a couple of Paracons, I told Doug, I said, Doug, you know, if you need me to do something for you, let me know. So it's one Paracon, he comes up and he goes, Don, can you do a seance? I go, well, not a problem, Doug. I'll do a seance. So I did a seance that night. Another paracon, Doug comes up and goes, Don, we had a group reading, but somebody got sick. Can you do a group reading by yourself? No problem, Doug. I can do a group reading by myself. So I'd be listed as a guest, but I was usually a fill-in. And Doug said because I talk so much, telling my story, that I was a good fill-in for anybody.
That's awesome. That's a great story. And just,
yeah.
I've known you a long time, so I know exactly what you're talking about because you've always been there. If you had to go somewhere for him, you would just shoot over there and say, hey, Stefan, I'm going to go over to the Silver Queen or blah, blah, blah. What are you going to do? And I would tell you where I'm going. But you always made it easier for him to be everywhere at the same time. I mean, and that means a lot. So that's appreciated by everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, my little story about him is when I first met Doug, and it was, I think it was like 10, 11 years ago. It was at Linda Vista. You guys all know Linda Vista?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's at Linda Vista, and it was after a paracon. We went over there for an investigation, and I met up with Doug, and I went ahead, and me and him kind of headed up the group going through, and we're in Linda Vista on the second floor, and we're down midway at the nurse's station. And I'm picking up on something down the hallway. Well, Doug's across from me and turned the other way. And I go, Doug, something's not right. Something's wrong here. We got to get out. We got to go out now. He goes, okay. He goes, what is it? I go, it's down at the end of the hallway. And I'm picking up, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but when I pick up on stuff, I change places with it. And
yep.
I could see me and Doug. I could see through my eyes. I could see me and Doug from the other end of the hallway. And I go, it's up ahead in the hallway, Doug. We have to go now. He goes, and this cracks me up. Doug goes, well, whatever it is out there, get the F out of my way. And when he said that, he didn't realize he was talking to me at the other end of the hallway looking back at him. And the entity was in my body. So I'm looking down the hallway, Doug and myself, and I'm seeing my fist draw back behind Doug's head. And I'm going, oh, shit, I got to get back. And I just came back in time. I mean, I was drawn back. I was getting ready to clip him behind the ear and knock him out. And I just came back in time and held up and stopped. And Doug goes, well, what is it? I go, I'll explain it to you later, Doug. I got outside. I had to cleanse like three times to get it out of me. He goes, what was it, Don? And I go, man, I go, I almost knocked you out, Doug. He goes, what? I had switched places, you know, and I explained it to him, and he cracked up and thought that was really something. And that's when we first met and became friends. And then after that, you know, he had paracons and stuff, and he'd ask me to come to him and speak at him. And after speaking for a while, I became like a guest. And the thing was, I didn't want to overdo it, so I usually just went to the Virginia City paracons. But he had such a big heart.
He really did. He really did.
Yeah.
You know.
It's true. He cared about everybody. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
A lot of people just, they get you there and they just like, oh, you're next, whatever, blah, 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 and it's over. But not that you get there, you check in with them, and like the whole family reunion starts, you know?
You know, he was really good for that.
Yeah, it's like a family meeting up and like a family reunion, and it's the 4th of July and families getting together and telling their stories and doing their stuff. And, you know, I always had a good time with Doug.
Yeah, and Doug's sense of humor, I mean, there's nothing like his sense of humor. You know, the first time I ever did a paracon was at Virginia City, and we were speaking at St. Mary's. And I was talking to Henry about this today, but the first time he ever introduced me, he walked in, he said, okay, everybody, he goes, we have a psychic medium here. He goes, she's Italian, and she'll probably drop the F-bomb several times during her speech. Just ignore that. And she loves to hear herself talk, so I'm going to have to cut her off at 45 minutes. Maria Leganisal.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember one of the
you
St.
remember
Mary's
that?
Ones. Yeah, one of the St. Mary's ones. They were doing investigations, and you would have a group, and then the group would change to another group that would be with you. And then another, like A, B, C, and D. And
right.
I, I've spoken everything and I've done it. I'm doing it. And I started out and I had like 25 people in my group, and it was 25 in each group. And then the second session came around. I had 35 people in my group. And I'm looking at them, I'm getting more and more people here. Third session came around. Third session, I had 40-some people in my group. I'm going, what the hell is this? And the fourth session, I had 50-some people in my group. I went over to Doug. I go, Doug, I can handle a lot of people. I go, but how the hell have I got so many people in my group all of a sudden? He goes, Don, they like you, so they're coming over to your group. I go, oh, my God. He goes, well, just take it as aspiration and live with it.
Right.
I'm like, man, I just don't understand this. They're multiplying. They're coming out of the walls.
That was a great Paracon, too. Remember that?
That was an amazing Paracon.
On the lower level. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah. Once again, another great Paracon. I mean, it just seems like it was just a couple of years ago, but it's like it was a while ago.
Wasn't that 2013 or 2014?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's like that one where I met Doug. I think it was off of the Jessica had the SoCal Paracon, and we went out to Linda Vista, Boyle Heights from L.A., and investigated. But I thought, man, just like the other day, and I go, this is like 10, 11 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, I think that was one of the first times I worked with you as well, Don, because I was just talking about that Paracon, the SoCal Paracon, and there were so many big players at that Paracon that we associate with still today. You know, the Perrys, obviously, Mark Nelson, I met that day. He wound up being on my team. I mean,
the list just goes on and on.
Doug was part of that.
Yeah, that's when I met Mark Nelson, and I always get people that ask me about psychics and stuff and if they're real. And I go, hey, man, there's this guy named Mark Nelson. And I go, he's the real deal. I go, he's spectacular. And they go, what do you say that? I go, I was on stage with him. I went down off a stage. I picked up somebody in the audience. I went out in the hallway and caught him and talked to him about their mother that had passed and her jewelry and stuff. And about this time, Mark walks out not knowing anything what we were talking about. And I go, hey, Mark. I go, these people. And he goes, a brooch, a turquoise, a turtle. I go, thanks, Mark. Out of nowhere. I mean, you know, he wasn't even in the conversation. He knew.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He knows
Mark Nelson's one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so many great people that have all come together, you know, and he was able to fine-tune that on these Paracons. And it shows, you know, he trusted in the right people that, you know, he could delegate things he needed help with to get done. And everybody just did that. No one even thought about it. Like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll be back. I'll go take care of that. Blah, blah, blah. All the time.
I always liked when I went to a Paracon with him and stuff. I go, well, Doug, what can I do? He goes, whatever you want, Don. whatever you want. He goes, you want to lead investigations? You want to speak? You want to hold a seance? You want to do a reading? Whatever you want.
Yeah, that's funny. I used to be able to float around, too, but then you started making me stay at certain locations, which I didn't mind because then I realized I could have that place to myself at one point. So I was like, okay, cool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Staying in one location and having the people rotate around, you know, that works pretty well.
Yeah, that was great because I could just park it right at the Leger and, you know, your group B's coming up this way now. You know, you take them down and then the next group comes in and then when they're done, you can lock up and investigate by yourself. It was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it just made it fun for everybody, you know. I want to be able to continue doing this, so I want to be able to put the VC Paracon on again, so I want to see what it's going to take, because I don't want that those dates to go by and not us do anything on it, because I want to, you know, it's for Doug, and it's for all of us, through Doug.
Yeah, yeah, for Doug. You know, me and Doug were talking about Deadwood, and I had investigated prices and stuff like that and talked to people and businesses over there, and we were getting together for a Deadwood Paracon. But unfortunately now Doug's passed, and that'll never happen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know. Why can't we do it?
Well,
there's
a group over there that holds the Paracon once a year, but they charge like $800 for the ticket. So, you know.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah,
we're going to have our Paracon here and not charge $800.
Doug had a knack. He was a brilliant promoter. He knew about Paracons. I mean, you know, him and I talked about doing, you know, he had an area that had like 20 acres. He wanted to build a stage and do like different acts, go out there, you know, for summer festivals and things like that. And, you know, he had a vision. He really did. And he was quite brilliant at promoting. And, you know, unfortunately, of course, now it will never happen. But, I mean, just I was so honored just to know him because he was, you know, he was brilliant. I mean, he had these ideas that were so brilliant, and it was like an aha moment, like, wow, how come nobody has thought of this? This is brilliant, you know?
He was always doing that.
Yeah, he was always doing that. And the thing is that he always wanted to include his para family around him. How can you help me? Let's help each other. I want to bring you in. I want you to do this, and let's do that, and let's work this as a family thing. And, you know, that was Doug. He never wanted to do everything just for himself. He always wanted to involve everybody that was close to him, that loved him, and that he loved.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And there, that takes a special person, and, you know, there's not a lot of people like that in the world.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of people that know the cost and the work that goes into setting up a Paracon. You guys all probably know, when you start checking into the price and the money and the cost, you know, a couple $100 a ticket, and if you got 100 people, you end up breaking even. You know, there's a lot of work involved, and Doug really worked it right. And you know, he knew everybody, and he talked with everybody, and set up things just right. And that's a hard thing to do. You know, you can't keep everybody happy all the time though. So you know, every once in a while, you know, somebody's feelings would get hurt or something, but, you know, that's part of business.
Well, you know, Doug used to tell me they just need to put their big girl panties on and get over it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what Doug used to tell me.
That's an odd saying, because I just told my wife that today about something. We were playing pickleball, and I fell down, and she's helping me get up and everything. So I go, let me just pull up my big girl panties and go back to playing pickleball.
Excellent. I'm going to bring another person into the room. There's a 805 number, so let's see who this could be. Hello, 805 number. Somebody calling from 805? It's my wife? Oh, well, let's close that off for Lynn. Just a... I thought I recognized that number, honey. All right,
Was that a ghost call?
This is
could be a answer that call.
Right?
So awesome. Babe, did you want to say something about Doug? Or have you been talking about him?
What's that?
She's wandering around the backyard, thinks that we can hear her, but we can't hear her.
Oh.
I think she has her mute on.
Oh.
Anyway, even her, you know, going to all these places and doing all this stuff with me. And when I met her, she wasn't even into the paranormal at all. She was like something that she was kind of afraid of, so to speak, even though she said she wasn't afraid of it, but, you know. Just going at these Paracons and being part of the Paracon family that we all developed made things easier for her as well to get more involved. It wasn't a bunch of strangers running around an old broken down building in the dark. It was a bunch of really cool new friends and close people to us that we see all the time that are enjoying themselves and having those conversations about the paranormal. if we got an EVP, getting excited to go show the other ones what we caught or a photograph or whatever it might be. You know, that's an important thing for a lot of us. And she learned through that as well. And she just became close to the whole Paracon family. So she's missing that as well. And Doug treated her like family too. He's always checking on her. And every time we would be on the phone talking or whatever, he'd always tell her to say stuff and see how she's doing. And that was just the way he was. He was a big, caring person. So truly, truly sad for a lot of us.
Very, very.
Yeah. So, all right. Sorry, I was getting off the track there, kind of thinking about stuff. So, Jay, can you tell us one of your favorite moments about doing some work with Doug?
For me, we had an opportunity to film with Doug, I don't know, it was like a couple of years back or something, and we took him out to a factory out here in Arizona that we've been working out of for like 5 or 6 years, and you know, it was kind of like we weren't getting a whole lot, and Doug, he busted out his rods, you know, and all those that knew Doug knew that he knew how to use those damn rods, you know, he was just really, really good, and it's kind of like an art, you know, like, and I remember we played a little game of hide and seek with the spirits, and I swear to gosh, we were in a 100,000 square foot facility, and watching Doug use these rods and communicate with spirits to find this item that was hidden, like it took him no less than probably like what, like 10 minutes in this giant factory, using these rods, you know, to identify. I was just blown away, you know, just like how connected he was with the other side, you know, and how he was able to use those rods. I mean, it was just one of those profound moments for me where I was just like, you know, kind of dumbfounded where I'm like, how did that happen? You know? You know, one that really stands out that you where I knew Doug was just like, you know, what I already knew he was, just a huge caring person. We were at the Bonanza and Doug had started seeing like a dark shadow up here above Marie's head when she was down in the basement area. Any of those people that have been to Bonanza, they've been in the basement, they know that's a pretty creepy place, a lot of weird stuff going on. And Doug explains he's seeing this black mass. I come and look at it. I'm looking at it. Next thing I know, like, Doug's already halfway across the room running downstairs. I mean, Doug's a big dude, man, but he took up and was in flight to go make sure that he was watching, make sure Marie was okay and that there was no issues, man. But he cared about his people, man, and it was just truly evident. Like, I'm sitting there staring, like, what just happened? Like, where did he go? And I'm trying to catch up with Doug, though. I mean, you know, he definitely cared for his people, and I just really appreciated the amount of, like, caring that he had towards, you know, Marie and I, and wanting to watch after, you know, Marie and making sure she was okay. But, God, I have so many memories. It's just, they go on forever and ever and ever. Marie, what's yours?
My favorite memory?
Yeah, with Doug.
There's so many, honestly. Probably, to be honest with you, Jay and I will say, because we do a lot of traveling and stuff like that all the time. So when we are home, we are very, like, alone, and we don't let really that many in our house and stuff. But we had Doug come from California, and he stayed with us in our home. For several days. And, we actually let him have our bedroom because it was just going to be more comfortable for him and everything.
I wanted to make sure he thought, like, I was like, hey, you need to tell me I'm not crazy in this place. You were at
I remember the next morning, I'm like, hey, Doug, I have coffee for us. We sit down, have some coffee. Jay's weird. He don't drink coffee. So it's just me and Doug drinking coffee. And we were, like, sitting there. He goes, so what do you need this morning? And I'm looking at him like, what are you talking about? He goes, like, you came into the room and you went into the closet and then you left out the door again. I'm like, Doug, I didn't come into the bedroom. And he's like, oh, don't play with me. And he was like sitting, like being dead serious, like, oh, don't play with me. And I'm like, it was just how he came out with it. And he's like, I don't know. It was just so real. And we just had the most funnest time of our life, I think, with him. I will honestly say after I lost my dad, it's like, I don't know, he literally took on that role of being a dad, and He constantly, he would never text me or message me, hardly ever. That was his and Jay thing. He always had to call me and hear my voice. So mm-hmm. it's going to be really difficult not hearing his voice.
Yeah.
But that's how it was. He always kept that task, and he treated people like family. Like he said, he stepped up to be your pappy, and that's a big thing. Most people don't get that much involved with something like that. They go, wow, it's pretty heavy. But you know, he's like, I got you. You know, don't worry about it. I'm here for you. And obviously, you went to go fight those dark spirits that were messing with you and want to make sure you're okay. That's great. It's good to have someone like that watching your back, you know?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I'm going to bring another number in. It's a 323 number. I think I might know who this is. Hi, 323 number. Who's this?
Hey, it's Patty. Hey, Stefan.
Hi, Patty.
Hey, Marie. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I tuned in.
Hello.
I'm like, oh, yay. It's the yay.
Yay,
Patty. Hi. It's a Doug Love Fest. Oh.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, great show. I watched a little bit of your show tonight. That's really, it went really well.
Oh, my. Thank you. It was so much harder than I thought because I wanted a show to do readings. Who knew that they would go 100 miles an hour? I'm like, I feel like I just ran a marathon. I've got some bugs to work out, but it's fun. It's going to work. But I think I have to know a question. I have to. It's going to look really different every week until I figure out how to do it. But it was fun.
It's awesome. Thanks for the plug.
You.
I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. And hopefully all those people are listening now.
Yeah, hopefully. There's a lot of people out there, but there's a lot of people in the green room area. So so we've been talking about Doug. We're talking about memories and stuff and how he made us feel. Talking about the importance, how he brought a lot of us together. I met you through Doug. Another person that's close to me that I'm really fortunate that our family reunions brought that together as well. So, you know, he was all about that, bringing a pair of family together. So,
yeah.
If you want to talk about any stories or how you met Doug or whatever it is,
I'm going to give again my story of him. I only knew him like 3 years ago, maybe. And I'd heard about him forever, of course. It's like Doug Hartigan. He's the guy. I'm not new to the paranormal community. I've been a part of it forever, but I was not part of like the Paracon community, like all you guys. I just wasn't. And I was just like, well, I want to do those Paracon things too. So I remember literally, I don't know what I'm doing. I called him up. I say, hi, I'm Patty. I do this. I do that. And I've been around a while. And he's like, sure. And he put me on that first Virginia City. And then I remember getting there, and then I'm thinking, and then I got really scared. I'm like, oh, you guys all know each other. You guys are like family. I don't know anybody. It was just like this whole world. And I swear to God, you guys, within 30 seconds, he was like, made me feel so comfortable, so at home. He would take, I remember kids would take, this is Jerry Marie, this is, come meet Stefan, here, this is Johnny's office. And it was just like, oh, I'm the family too. Literally, it changed everything, just that warm engulfing thing, because I get there, I'm like, oh, what did I get myself into? I don't know a soul here. You guys are all doing all this stuff. You guys all know it. Oh, blah, blah, blah. The investigations you're talking about the last 10 years. And he just like, oh, it was like sitting on Santa Claus's lap. It's just like, oh, I'm okay. And then you guys were all so nice. And he just really, he was such a like a leader of this family, of creating it, this loving, loving group of, you know, people who talk to ghosts. It just changed everything, and just he took you under his wing, I could have gone through that whole weekend just being nervous and hanging to myself and doing all this stuff, and it was quite the opposite, and so So we have a bunch of shoes to fill, you guys.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That's one of those things. You know, he was like a leader of this pack.
Yeah.
So regardless, we still got to stick together and keep doing this for all the work that he put into this, you know. He started this momentum, so we just got to keep it going, you know, because he showed us the way.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, home for wayward para children. You know?
Really, all us little misfits in there. I was like, and he kept us together. Maybe we need to get one of those big life-size cardboard cutouts and we can all carry it with us where we go.
Totally.
He looked really cute.
Doug draws in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He was good.
We've all felt alone and isolated, but Doug had a way of drawing us all together, letting us know, hey, we're not odd and we're not, you know, weird, and there's people like us out there and we're all searching for an answer. And he brought us all together with this common interest and this love for the paranormal. You know, he made us all a family.
Yeah, he really, really, really did. So it didn't matter if you've been doing it 20 years or 2 years or 2 minutes. And I remember I brought my friend Mia. She's not even part of the paranormal family, so to speak. She was coming to help me do things. And again, same thing, and just engulfed her, took her in. Now you're one of us, and this. It's like, wow, he had a gift. I mean, he had many gifts, but that's a huge one of them, that bringing people together.
That's why he was so good at the paranormal. You know, the spirits that saw him coming in, and he was such a cool dude. They're like, oh, let's hang out with this guy.
I think probably. Like, well, yeah, it's Doug. It's good. We don't have to really do this. It's Doug.
Everywhere I go to check on him, wherever he would be, just see what's going on and make sure he was all good, there'd be activity happening at that time. It's like, what? He's like, oh, not right over here. Just keep an eye on that. It's like, what? Sure enough, you know.
Yeah, everybody like Doug. Ghost spirits like Doug.
Yeah, he's going to be just hardcore. I just imagine what the stories he's telling them on the other side. He's like, well, I did this, and these people were over, and
I know, he probably is. He's probably going to organize the other side now. They'll greet us and like he did with us. Like, okay, you guys, let's all get along. Let's all do this. And when they come to Virginia City next year or whatever, let's do this. You know, I just know we're going to get some messages from them, whether it's on an investigation or a seance or a meeting. It's like, yep, it's Doug. And he's telling us we're doing it all wrong now. We need to do that. No.
You're not focusing on this. You need to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Orbs.
The orbs. It's really funny because I don't know if anybody has had any, you know, experiences when they've been talking about Doug. But I had a couple of weird things happen.
Did you?
I did. I had a couple of strange things happen. I was talking on the phone to Lloyd, and I was really upset about Doug, and I was telling him about, you know, Doug passing and how upset I was. And every time I would mention Doug, the phone would cut out. I mean, no sound, nothing. It would just cut out. And I was like, okay. And Lloyd would say, I'm sorry, you cut out. What'd you say? And I would say, well, you know Doug. And it would cut out, and he would go, your voice went robotic. I couldn't understand you. What were you saying? And I said, oh, Jesus Christ, Doug, stop it. And it was like, I don't know if anybody else has experienced anything strange, you know, since things happen. I don't know. But I think that Doug is, you know, he'll reach out to everybody. I think he's going to reach out to Christine first and foremost because he wants to make sure his family's okay. But I think he's going to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You
know, I mean, he told me that he was going to come back and haunt my ass. He told me that word. Haunt your ass. And he told me that word for.
That's
you know,
funny.
Yeah.
I remember him saying he was going to come at you on the ITC.
Yeah.
Right? Jay's always messing with the ITC apps now. And I remember Doug saying, because Jay's sort of obsessed with those things, that he's like, well, one of these days, I'm just going to come out there and scream, ah!
You're going to know when it happens because you're going to be doing EVPs and they're going to be asking you questions.
That's gonna be
right.
So, how long have you been fiddling with this contraption?
Yeah. You need to do something with it? What's going on? Yeah.
You figured it out yet?
I think what we should do, I mean, yeah, he's going to show up, but I think what we should do is next time we all gather together for it's another event, we should do a dumb supper, which is a backwards dinner for him. He will love that. It's a tradition that's done everywhere except in America. it's a backwards dinner. It's a celebrate because, you know, the other side is reversed. It's like mirror image. So you have a dinner, fancy or casual. Could it be Doug's favorite food, just anything. You have to start out with dessert, and then you work your way to the main course, and then you end up in your super salad course or appetizers or cheese sticks. That shows Doug it's for him. We could set a place for him or a glass or however we want to do it. We talk about him.
Cool.
It's really cool because he'll be there. We could talk about it however we could be miss him, but also the funny stuff like we're doing now and the sweet stuff. Somewhere in the dinner, just for a few minutes, we go silent. He will communicate with or without the equipment. He will communicate with everybody to their own comfort level and ability. And at the end of this is to me the part of a dumb server. At the end of the dinner, which is the beginning of the dinner, because you're up to super salad course, we really have to say goodbye to his physical body, because, you know, that's the part we can't have back yet. Now he's spirit
right.
Doug. He's not dead Doug. You know, unless we're into zombies, we can't have that particular meat suit back.
Yeah.
And it lets his spirit really go free, and it will let all of us communicate with him better.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so next time we
that's
all gather,
idea.
Anybody could do them on their own, but it's just a backwards dinner. It's a dumb supper. He'll know it's for him, and then we cut those cords because he created big, loving, core paranormal cords to each of us, and they're heart to heart to heart to heart to each of our hearts. But when somebody dies, that cord has to be cut to the heart. It has to be a third eye cord now. So that's what this dumb supper does. And then it'll all be our third eye, so therefore communicate better. And he won't be dead Doug, he'll just be spirit Doug.
Oh, I love that.
That's
that sounds cool.
Yeah. I'm sure we have gatherings together to come.
As long as there's wine.
Of course.
Yeah,
I'm there, girl.
No more Bloody Mary.
That too.
One at a time, I'm good. Oh, you know, one of my favorite investigations with Doug was, you know, my house was built in 1917. It's a Craftsman style home, and it's very, very active. So I had our NPI team come and investigate, and Doug came in with his team, and, you know, we had Brian and Charlie and Vivian and everybody, and he came in, and he said, okay. He said, I just want to let you know. He goes, Maria, I know you love your wine. He goes, we're not going to be doing any drinking until after the investigation. And this is an overnight investigation. I said, hey, Doug, I said, I got a few bottles of wine there. You know, it's fine. We can wait. And he goes, okay. He goes, we're going to go out and just get the cooler. We got some sodas in there and some beers. And I go, well, wait a second. he got beers. He's like, yeah, but we're not going to drink until after the investigation. And I said, oh, okay. So they brought him in, and we ordered pizza. And Doug set up in my family room, you know, all of the monitoring equipment, the computers and stuff. And he had everybody go around and set the cameras up in the basement, and the third floor, and the, you know. And we come back down, and the girls were here, and I said, you guys want just one glass of wine with the pizza? And Doug goes, well, what kind of wine do you have? And I said, well, I have red wine, that's Chardonnay. He goes, you have Chardonnay? I said, yeah, Chuck, I have Chardonnay. You want some? And he's like, okay, maybe one glass, just one glass. He goes, but no more because we have to investigate. And I said, okay, Doug. So, you know, he went back into the family room and I brought him a glass of wine and I set the bottle down next to him. He's joking. I go, don't go easy on that, Doug. He's like, no, we're investigating. Worry, don't worry. So I left him with a bottle of Chardonnay and we went and set up the cameras and stuff like that. And we came back down and the bottle of Chardonnay was empty and Doug was sitting on the couch. He's like, what? I go, what's the Chardonnay, Doug? The spirits drank it. Like, okay. So we come back down, like, right, this Doug. So we come back down like 10 minutes later, and, you know, it's nighttime by then, and we go lights out, and we go upstairs into the nursery and turn on the motion sensors and all that. We come back down, and I go to check at Doug at the control center. He's all.
Yeah.
I'm like, Doug? They're like, no, it's okay, it's recording. Let him sleep.
Oh, my God.
Oh. He was always the life of the party.
Yes, he was. I think that's what I'm going to miss most about him, honestly.
Aww.
You know?
Yeah, just the humor stuff, you know?
Just it's just funny and so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those of you listening out there, you're listening to My Darkest Hour Radio. We're talking about our dear friend, Doug Carnahan, who passed last week. Obviously, for those who are listening, and I'm seeing a lot of people in the chat here and responding to some of you when I can. Sorry if I'm delaying. But talking about the love and the feeling and the friendship and the family bond that he brought to so many of us, along with so many great events. You know, we've investigated so many places due to his hard work, which really means a lot because, you know, like people were saying, a lot of us have been doing the paranormal for a very, very long time. And we never really got into the Paracon circuit until it started becoming bigger and bigger and more popular. And Doug was one of the people that brought that to us, you know. A lot of people have so many great experiences. Michael and Marty Perry just sent me a message saying, tell everybody listening that they love him. And they hope to hear from him someday soon. I mean, they probably will right away. But that means a lot. You know, there's so many big names in the paranormal that we just get together and have so much fun and love at these events. It's you know, and I know I'm talking about it like, you know, it's a thing that's going to be over and we're never going to see each other again. It's just hard right now because I still got the fog and the haze around me from all this. I didn't sleep well last week at all. This week, I've had a lot of things going on. It's been really tough to get that going because he's popping into my head a lot. And it could be he might be reaching out to me, sending me these signals, and all of a sudden it's catching my attention. It's like, what? Oh, yeah, I have to call Jay and Marie about this or that. We'll work on this and that. But it's just that common bond that he's brought to so many of us. And just having all you guys at this roundtable talking about everything just goes to prove that. And to the people that are out there in the chat room, those people who are sending me the messages through Messenger and the emails, I see that a lot of you. And a lot of you know of Doug just from being at his events, just going there to enjoy the paranormal and what he brought to the table for all of us. It was I've been to a lot of Paracons, and I've never really had that feeling that I had with Doug's Paracons, you know, and there were so many more things than going on. I mean, yeah, okay, there's speakers, there's a couple of workshops and vendors, but with Doug, there was so much more than just all of that. You know, even the vendors that would show up at Doug's Paracons were family as well. I mean, look at our vendor list over the past 10 years. We've all grown together, and they still keep coming back because it was the best event they could do would be to do it with Doug Carnahan.
That's very true.
Yep.
True.
Yeah. And for those of you who are listening out there that know about these events, I'm putting myself out there and I'm saying I'm willing to step up and do whatever I can to try to continue to make these gatherings happen because I can't imagine not going through a year without seeing you guys because it just doesn't make sense.
Well, I can tell you this, Stefan, before we talk to you tonight, Marie and I just got off the phone with his daughter and we're definitely trying to make Virginia City Paracon continue to happen. So that's something that we knew that Doug wanted. So we're working really hard. So we'll probably need everybody's help, but
let me know if you need me to go check in or whatever with somebody, because like I said, I'm going to be going up there next month because I'm investigating a couple of mills and mines. So.
Yeah, okay. And you guys help too. Jane Marie, let me know too, because, you know, Vincent Malfitano is a very good friend of mine. So if you guys need help with anything, let me know. I'm willing to help with that as well.
Yeah, awesome. I'll help any way I can as well. And I think we all will. So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like family sticks together.
Absolutely.
So whenever you need help,
I think,
I'm going to
help. I think
Doug
wouldn't have it any other way, you know?
No.
I agree.
That's what Doug built. He built a family, and he kept building it.
He built an empire.
Yeah,
almost.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Family. Some of those families sort of went off on sides and everything, but I like Patty said, I mean, like, she, you know, when she first came, she didn't, then right then she was instantly family, and I know she's mine and Jay's family. I mean, I remember the first time it was, oh my goodness, I don't even know how long ago it was, but when we went to our first one, and Jay and I felt like the outsider, but everybody at that Paracon, I mean, especially Doug, made us feel family, and it was like instant family after that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I can totally relate to Patty, how you were saying going and being like, oh my God, like, you know, I know of these people, but I don't know these people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you show up and everyone's talking and everyone's laughing, and, you know, and it's like we walk in, you know, and like, oh, shoot. What do we do? And then Doug immediately just jumps up and, you know, hey, you know, good to finally meet the Yates, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, that was one thing he called
he
us all the time.
Us, yeah.
He called us the Yates all the
yeah,
time.
He always called
us
Yates.
The Yates, you know, and, you know, and then, like, you know, introducing us to Stefan and Scott G and, you know, everybody else. And it was like, wow, like, you know, like, immediately it was like we had this high anxiety. And we're like, okay, like, we're good. Like,
yeah,
we're really
we walked
good.
In
yeah.
the room, even up to the set. He would scream, the Yates are here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was.
And Doug was such a nice guy. You know, God bless him. Like, this year we had a. We had opted to actually drive up and to Virginia City, and it was Marie's brilliant idea to leave like super early to get there early. Well, we ended up actually getting there like too early, so we got there at like 4:30 in the morning this year, and like we kind of sat around for like, I don't know, like probably like 30 minutes in town, and I happened to just, okay, I'm gonna send Doug a Facebook message just let him know that we're here, maybe we can meet him for breakfast, and he like immediately responds back, and he's like, hey, I'm in room 15, doors open, come and get some coffee, you know, get yourself out of the car, come take a nap. I mean, that was the kind of person he was, man. It was like, I didn't expect for him to, you know, do all that. He had just gone to bed like 3 hours earlier, and Doug was like bright, you know, up and like, oh, come on in, you know, I'm good to see you guys. And it was just like all excited, you know, that was just the kind of person, you know, he was. And
if
I mean, I just hope.
If Doug loved you, he opened up his whole world to you. I mean, there was no limits. You know, anytime
yes.
day or night you reached out to Doug, he would respond right away. You know, I mean, that was Doug.
Yeah.
Doug, if he loved you, he would give you his whole heart and soul. And there's not many people that would do that, but he really did. You know, he really did. And I think, you know, I think that's what I'm going to miss most about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a huge heart.
And he just had the huge heart. But he had the forgiveness. I mean, a lot of people know this about me. Like, I hold grudges on certain shit. I mean, I say what I want to say, and if you ask me, I'm going to tell you truthfully. So you ask me what you look like in Alpha, and you don't look good, I'm going to tell you. It's just who I am. And Doug always used to tell me, he's like, Marie, calm down. In this last year or so, like, and when people, like, pissed me off and stuff, I'd always wanted to, you know, bark at him and tell him exactly how I felt, but he taught me, you know what? You know what? Don't let it bother you. Move
on.
Take the higher road. Don't let it bother you.
Let it go.
Yeah, let it go. He always used to sing the Disney song, Let It Go. Yes, he did. Oh, my God.
We had a couple of the speakers that were, you know, not – They were doing bad stuff, and they were upset with
yeah.
Doug, and they decided they were going to drop out of the Paracon. They were going to say bad things about Doug, and, you know, I was really upset, and I, you know, I was going to bat for Doug on Facebook, and, you know, Doug held me up. He says, you know what, sweetheart? He goes, says, let me tell you something. He goes, don't waste your time. I said, excuse me? He goes, no, don't waste your time. He goes, those people know how we feel. He goes, and let it go. He goes, because it's their karma, not yours, not mine. He goes, if they call me up, I'll forgive them. I'll never work with them again. He goes, but I'll forgive them. And he was true to form because a couple of them came back to me and they said, hey, you know, do you think you could talk to Doug and tell him I'm really sorry and blah, blah, blah. And I went back to Doug and I said, well, you know, so-and-so's really sorry. And Doug went, yeah, that's okay. Just let him know it's okay. I forgive him, but nope, I will never work with him again. You know, Doug was firm like that. But he let stuff go. He never held grudges. He never put it on his back. He let it go. He said, I'll never work with you again, but, you know, it's okay. I forgive you, and we'll move on, and I wish you the best of luck. And he just really just let it roll off his back. And, you know, I'm Italian. I believe in vendetta, you know. I come from a mob family, so I will bury you in my basement. And, you know, it's true. But, you know, Doug taught me to let it go. He said, Maria, he goes, you can't let it stress you out. You got to just let it go because life is precious and we have so much to do. You can't let that bad energy weigh you down. And he was right. You know, he always gave such brilliant advice.
He had the biggest heart and he always forgave and he gave the biggest hug. Oh, my God. I those hugs. I don't think I'll ever get one, anything like it. I mean, and that smile, ear to ear.
Yes. Yeah.
I always remember him, like, looking at all the check-in cards with his glasses down to the tip of his nose. And then he'd, like, look up at me, and he's like, what do you want? What now?
You know, I actually asked him. I said, Doug, do those glasses help you? He goes, nope, not at all.
They just make you look smarter. That's funny.
Yeah, he goes, I'm still blind. That's what he told me.
He was very forgiving. There was a situation that happened a couple months back with some paranormal drama, and he called me about it. Yeah, of course. And then he called me about it, and he said, hey, I was listening to the show, and such said, this, and I saw a comment from them 2 days later, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, hold on, bro. So I told him about what was going on, and then he's like, yeah, that person did that to me too. They totally burned him on some TV thing, and all kinds of shit was going sour. And I said, that sucks. He's like, yeah, but whatever. I'm just never going to work with that person again, and you know, that's on them. It's not on me.
Yeah.
You know, they had a chance to do this right, and they didn't, so I don't need that. And I'm like, all right, man, good. So he wasn't even going to let garbage like that waste any time on it. He didn't want to waste any energy on garbage, so he just moved on.
No.
And that's a huge thing. A lot of people can't. I'm a hothead, so I'm like that. I sit there and gripe and moan for at least half an hour until my wife goes, oh, just knock it off. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, because you're Italian, Stefan. That's right.
Yeah. What's up
with
that?
You know, like, you're Italian. We don't forget, we don't forgive, you know?
Yeah. People piss us off, forget
I don't know
about
what
it.
My
you
Doug used to say Marie was evil.
Yeah, Dougie, Pappy always said I was evil because I never forgave and I just wanted to. See, you say you wanted to bury people in the basement. See, if I had a new, garden in my backyard, just don't ask any questions. That's what I always said. I was like, I just was, you know, I don't know, had the mouth on me.
Well, he was really cool like that, man. He was like a boss, dude. And I always remember, like, when Doug would roll into, like, Virginia City, for example, like, it was like, you know, like, everyone knew Doug was in town. It was like, Doug was out of his car, and, like, everyone
it's
knew
like
him down there.
It was like royal horns around. You know, Doug had been down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I only got about 5 minutes left because this went pretty quick.
Yeah,
but that's exactly how it is. When you have a subject that does, there's so many things that we can cover and talk about. I'm sure as soon as we get off this call, everyone's like, oh, I've got to tell him about that time or whatever. But what's your favorite for the next Paracon? And we'll all get together and we'll continue this conversation.
And a dumb supper.
Yeah.
Sounds good, Patty.
I want a dumb supper.
Yep.
Kind of hungry.
Me too.
And it's fun to have dessert first.
Yes, I love dessert.
I do too.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to go do that right now.
You know
so,
what, guys? I'm thankful for Doug for bringing all of you into my life, Jay and Marie and Patty and Dawn and Stefan. I mean, I am so thankful that Doug introduced you to me and brought you into my family, and I love each one of you individually, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you again very soon.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Likewise.
Yep.
Indeed.
We're the Carhan family now.
That's right. Well, thank you guys for spending some time with us. It really meant a lot, and thank you for helping me get through this. You guys have your stories going on, so I was able to sit here and just, like, you know, feel what I had to feel. But I feel so much better that we've had this conversation and I'm able to talk about Doug. That means a lot to me and to the other listeners who didn't get a chance to call in. I could just tell by the responses in my emails and the responses in the text that people really loved hearing those stories, and giving them those memories of Doug means a lot. So thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
All right, guys. So that's going to be it. Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Thanks,
guys, thank you guys.
Yeah. You're listening to My Darkest Hour Radio right here on Live Paranormal on History FM Radio. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio and iTunes all day long. Check out the series. Doug's been on my show multiple times, more than anybody. I actually did a search in Blog Talk to bring up some archive clips of Doug, and there's like 7-8 episodes in there that I just amazing. So check those out. I'll be posting the archives throughout the week for those who want to listen to those. But that is going to be it. Keeping an ear out and an eye out on social media. We will be trying to continue the Virginia City Paracon and other Paracons that are tentatively in the works at some other great locations that don't have Paracons and that need Paracons. So you guys will all be a part of that. As well, I'm going to keep you guys in the loop. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors. Of course, everybody over at liveparanormal.com for making it happen, all the mediators in the chat room. I want to thank everybody at Blog Talk for using the hosting system and making it easy for us to stream to everybody. On top of that, I'll just give a shout out to Chili Man Salsa. Chili Man Salsa Company makes the best, most flavorful, and hot salsa. So check it out. It's amazing. None of that vinegar stuff. It's real salsa. Also want to give a shout out to my buddy Mike E-Tech, Paranormal Technologies, who's usually a vendor at all of Doug's events. Hoping to talk to him soon. And also want to give a shout out to Liz Johnson at Lizzie's Crafty Creations, who makes those paranormal hoodies, the wraps, the scarves. And there's that. Keeping us warm during the paranormal. So you guys going out there and doing some investigating, make sure to be safe out there when you do. And thank you, Doug, for everything that you've given to all of us in the paranormal field. And really going to miss you. But hopefully you'll be with us at these upcoming Paracons. So with that being said, that is going to be it for tonight. Everyone out there, if you're going to go out and investigate, don't investigate alone, but investigate with your social distancing. I guess that's one way to put it. I just want you guys to be safe, all right? So with that being said, we'll see you guys next time.
This is John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James.
This is the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, and you're
you are listening to My Darkest Hour with Stefan Brigati on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.